Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 14 Indian cities have been ranked among the world's top 50 for urban heat risk, with Ahmedabad standing at an alarming second position globally, according to a recent University of Oxford study. This study, published in the journal Sustainable Cities and Societies, assessed 205 large cities and placed these Indian cities in the precarious list, highlighting the growing danger of extreme urban heat in India. What makes this significant is that the ranking is not based solely on temperature, but rather combines three critical pillars: the hazard, which is the exposure to extreme temperatures, the vulnerability, encompassing social and demographic susceptibility such as age and poverty, and the coping capacity, which includes factors like cooling access, tree cover, and response systems. First, let's delve into the specifics of what the study found. The global list is topped by Al-Basra in Iraq, with Nagpur and Madurai also figuring among the world's 10 most heat-vulnerable cities. This comprehensive approach gives a fuller picture of risk than raw temperature alone, making the situation in these cities even more concerning. Now, let's turn to understanding urban heat. Rapid, unplanned urbanization, coupled with the loss of green cover and water bodies, and exacerbated by climate change, together intensify urban heat, making cities increasingly dangerous during the summer months. The urban heat island effect can leave cities a scorching 3 to 5 degrees Celsius hotter than their rural surroundings. Moreover, rising nighttime minimum temperatures deny the body the cooler nights it needs to recover, further compounding the problem. Crucially, the concept of a heat science toolkit is important here. It is worth pausing to note that heat waves are not considered among the disasters notified under the Disaster Management Act, 2005. This limitation means that heat waves do not have access to central disaster relief funds, a crucial governance gap. States, however, may locally notify a heat wave as a state disaster and can use up to 10% of the state disaster response fund for it, a provision made possible by the 15th Finance Commission. The 16th Finance Commission, set to take effect in 2025, has recommended adding heat waves, along with lightning, to the list of notified disasters. This move would unlock fuller relief and standardized ex gratia for victims, making a significant difference in how heat-related disasters are managed. Notification matters because it determines whether heat deaths attract the same official response and compensation as floods or cyclones, a disparity that currently exists. What can be done to mitigate this situation? Heat action plans are a critical tool, but the study highlights that these plans underperform due to several weaknesses. First, they are not legally binding, making them merely advisories without enforceable mandates, which leads to uneven compliance. Second, they are chronically underfunded, with most plans lacking a dedicated budget line, resulting in many measures remaining unimplemented. Third, these plans are often generic and not localized, failing to map local vulnerabilities such as slums and outdoor workers. Lastly, they have a short-term focus, emphasizing warnings and advisories but neglecting long-term mitigation strategies like increasing green cover and improving building norms, and ignoring critical factors like humidity and nighttime heat. And here is something that surprises many students: the economic and human stakes are incredibly large. The International Labour Organization estimates that India could lose about 5.8% of working hours, equivalent to roughly 34 million full-time jobs, to heat stress by 2030. This loss would be most severely felt in the agriculture and construction sectors, with the urban poor and outdoor workers bearing the brunt of the impact. Now, let us turn to how this connects to your UPSC preparation. For prelims, remember that an Oxford study assessed 205 cities and placed 14 Indian cities in the world's top 50 for heat risk, with Ahmedabad ranking second globally. Note this carefully, Al-Basra in Iraq tops the global list. The ranking combines hazard, vulnerability, and coping capacity, not temperature alone. For mains, several angles are relevant. Under GS3 disaster management, it's crucial to critically examine the statement, India's heat action plans are necessary but insufficient, and suggest reforms. Under GS1 urbanization, discussing how unplanned urbanization and loss of green cover intensify the urban heat island effect is key. Lastly, under GS3 environment or GS2 governance, examining the case for whether heat waves should be a notified disaster under the DM Act 2005 and its implications is vital. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The University of Oxford study's findings are based on a comprehensive assessment of urban heat risk. The National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, plays a crucial role in disaster management in India. Down-to-earth is a significant source for environmental news and updates. In conclusion, the situation of urban heat risk in Indian cities is alarming and requires immediate attention, with implications that stretch from environmental sustainability to economic productivity and human well-being. The need for effective, legally backed heat action plans and the recognition of heat waves as notified disasters are critical steps towards mitigating this growing threat.